Less than a month ago, President Barack Obama and European leaders agreed to revamping the NATO defense alliance to meet new and daunting challenges in the 21st century. Mr. Obama announced the aims of the new so-called strategic concept during a NATO summit in Lisbon.
We have reaffirmed the central premise of NATO, our Article 5 commitment that an attack on one is an attack on all. And to ensure this commitment has meaning, we agreed to take action in a third area, to modernize our conventional forces and develop the full range of military capabilities that we need to defend our nations.
But doing this takes money at a time European countries are slashing their defense budgets, sometimes drastically. That's a dilemma European defense ministers are confronting as they meet in Brussels. Thomas Valachek, director of foreign and defense policy at the London-based Center for European Reform, says Europe's defense cuts pose a big problem for the NATO alliance and Europe's own ability to defend itself.
This is serious. The reality is that all of the assumptions in the new strategic concept, which of course NATO has just approved a few weeks ago in Lisbon, depend on all of these ideas being a resource.
Deeper defense collaboration among European countries may offer one option of saving money by pooling resources. In Brussels, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton is outlining ways EU countries can share military resources. France and Britain paved the way last month, striking a deal to collaborate on nuclear weapons research, aircraft carriers, and training programs, among other areas.
There's simply no need for the European members of NATO to have all these duplicating commands, educational systems, exercise ranges. There's a lot more that we can do together and a lot of money to be saved by abolishing duplication within Europe.
Valachek says similar military cooperation is possible among Nordic and Benelux countries. But Valachek, for one, does not expect these regional initiatives to expand to a European-wide project, since military defense is ultimately a very politically sensitive issue. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.